Welcome to the Trap League podcast. In this episode of the podcast, I caught up with Melbourne-based producer and MC, Carnivore, with a feature by Mr. Muscles. Both Muscles and Carnivore are part of the Broken Tooth Entertainment Collective. We spoke about their most recent release, the Posse Shot album, and we had a chat about graffiti culture and hip-hop culture in Melbourne and in Australia more generally. So make sure you keep it right here, and welcome to the Trap League.
You took an oath, and you broke it.
You must create fear and crims, be they cuff crims, hard crims, they feared certain police officers. And I was one of those police officers they feared. I wasn't the only one.
One thing about us wise guys, the hustle never ends.
It's the graffiti underworld, a subterranean heaven for graffiti
writers. I'm the one who runs the division, mate. Make no mistake about that, all right?
First off the bat, man, I just wanted to say congrats on the Posse Shot drop, man. I'm absolutely loving that album.
Cheers, bro. Yeah, man. Like, a lot of people have been hitting us up about it. We're stoked on the response, bro. Actually, couldn't believe that it came out the way it did. Hey.
Yeah, and it hurts me. Too many of my mates ain't reached 30. Now these toys all drop your name like they worthy. Yeah, it must be easy if you ain't living what your words be. All fun and games until you staring at that hearse freeze. You don't know MC, you don't fucking know herpes. Are you really Melbourne if you never rang up turns? G, I'm up all night, but I'm a fucking early birdie. Connecting these letters and just making sure my word clean. And when these drop will cause a riot, spit a couple bars of fire and have my fucks aside. It's Carney class.
It sounds like one of the more unique albums I've heard come out of Australia, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's like, it just all kind of fell together, do you know what I mean? Like, we wanted to make something a little bit different, you know? Like, something that, like, not really, like, comparable to other things, because we wanted to make stuff that felt, that gave us the feeling of when, like, we got into hip-hop, you know what I mean?
I grew up listening to, like, Tattoos and Jadakiss, Styles P and stuff like that, and mixtapes, bro. Like, maybe it's the audio quality of it, you know? It's not, like, super sonically polished like a lot of new stuff is. I'm not too sure what it is. I think it's maybe the influences, man. It's just, like, we made, like,
with Muscles, bro.
Yeah. Muscles is here. What up?
Muscles is in the spot.
Yeah, bro, he just roughed up. We're in Bella right now.
What's going on, Dino?
Hey, what's up, Muscles? Big ups on the Posse Spot drop, man.
Thank you very much, bro. Much appreciated.
So how did Posse Shot come about? Like, how did you guys make that collabo happen?
Bro, like, that's just been, like, years of us kicking it and, like, rapping and, like, making beats and stuff like that since, like, 2011-ish, you reckon, Musk? 2011? And, like, the idea about behind Posse Shot was never going to be like, oh, me and Must Up Posse Shot. It was supposed to be like, we were representing the Posse Shot. Every time we would hang out, we'd always get a big flick of everyone. We'd be like, Posse Shot, everyone yell out Posse Shot. And then we'd get the big flick. And that's what we wanted to represent in our music, you know. We weren't portraying anything else but the people that, you know, we grow up around and, you know, inspire us.
We're just trying to reflect our area, do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people are making hip-hop that it's like they're making American hip-hop or they're making UK hip-hop. We just wanted to make Melbourne these, do you know what I mean? The stuff that we grew up seeing as Melbourne, you know, it's reflected in our graph. We do Melbourne styles, do you know what I mean? There's people out there doing Euro style, all this sort of stuff. We do Melbourne style, so we wanted to do that in our music as well.
Everyone's suffering from an identity crisis, and we just started to, you know.
Must said everyone's got an identity crisis and we're just doing our thing, you know. That's the world we live in, man. That's the world we live in, man. Like, with social media and stuff like that, people are trying to find a way to, like, fit. Like, they're trying to find a way to fit in, you know, or get it, you know what I mean? Like, everyone's got Insta clout or everyone's got the clout. I don't know. I think rap's better than clout, you know.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, well, I mean, that's it. Everyone's got their Insta face, but, like, have they got the clout to back it up?
Yeah, straight up. Like, well, that was the whole thing. It was just like, you know, I smash Insta. I love Instagram, bro.
Oh, dude, like, I follow you. You're on. I saw your thing with John Safran yesterday. I was laughing my ass off.
But that's even just area shit, you know? He lives in the same area as us, you know?
And which area are you from?
I'm from Swan Hill originally, bro, 3585. But I live in Balaclava now. So I was born and raised in the country, man.
What about Muscles?
Muscles, Melbourne. Born and bred. Coburg Tiger. Yeah, bro. But then, like, we linked up together. DB, MC, bro. Southeast.
There's some Juvie production on the album as well.
Yeah, bro.
Absolutely,
yeah, bro.
Sick.
Mr. Muscles, etc. Check the repertoire, got scars on scars. Keep living in the past. Say stuff people never ask. Come from a time where they never had to ask. From the start, it's always been about the art. Fuck coming last. Music shit got me pouring out my heart. The bond's way too hard to pull apart. Chilling with the boys from the boulevard. Skimming about the cars that pushed the start. And I looked apart, so I'm pushing past. We're just crooks with class.
Oh, bro, like, enough big ups to my brother Juvie, man. Like, we've been doing stuff since probably 2011-ish when I met him as well out in St. Albans through Ruler. And we've been doing stuff forever, and we've always been saying, oh, man, we need to do, like, a collabo beat tape or rah, rah, rah. And it was just funny that it ended up being, like, us all rapping as the first thing that we did together.
Listening to, like, Juvie production and then listening to Carney Classics production, man, like, in a way, it sounds similar, like, without being the same. It's like you guys have this same steez, but, like, it's just infinitely dope.
Yeah, Juvie's got the sauce, man. Juvie's got the sauce. And we've always pushed each other to do different things. It's like, you know, if you look at, say, our grams and stuff like that, like, we totally present ourselves in different ways, but we have very similar thoughts and opinions on things. And that's why I think all of our stuff ends up sounding similar. You know, it's aesthetic, you know. You create things based upon, like, what you've grown up and liking and respecting, and that's what you want to reflect. And I think that's how people end up with what they sound like.
You took it off, and you broke it.
Travelly. Fucking recipe. You must create fear. And crims, be they cuff crims, hard crims, they feared certain police officers. And I was one of those police officers they feared. I wasn't the only one.
Travelly. One thing about us wise guys, the hustle never ends.
Travelly. It's the graffiti underworld, a subterranean heaven for graffiti writers.
Travelly. I'm the one who runs the division, mate. Make no mistake about that, all right?
Travelly.